Welcome back, you guys, to episode 2 of the worst podcast ever. We implore you to not listen to this podcast. Everything involved in what we're about to say is completely false, so don't believe anything we're about to say. Anyway, today we got a crazy, awesome, special guest, Janice 2.0. Say hello, Janice.
Hello, Janice.
No, I meant say hello to the... You know what the fuck I meant. All right. Look, Janice 2.0. The name. What's the 2.0 from?
Funny story, actually. So I was blown to pieces, and then I got better.
Whoa. You were blown to you exploded?
Yeah. I was attempting to figure out time travel, and I split myself across multiple planes of existence and dimensions and was reconfigured back here on Earth, and I did it.
I don't believe that story, but anyway, it's great to have you here, Janice 2.0, the legendary.
Why else would I be called Janice 2.0?
I don't know, but anyway, first topic of today, Tobey Maguire. We all know him, we all love him. But he has a secret that he wants to share publicly. What is it? Is it true? I mean, why else would he share a secret about himself if it wasn't true? And what is the connection to ancient historical Egypt? Now, topic two, Janice 2.0 is going to take us away. What do we got for topic two?
Well, there is a Norse aquatic monster headed for the Atlantic coast, but more on that in a bit.
Okay, so you said a Norse aquatic monster. So that's like Loch Ness Monster, like Nessie?
Actually, scientists believe that it's actually Nessie's cousin, Jockfest Monster.
Jockfest Monster. So
that's correct.
So scientifically speaking, this monster plays a higher amount of sports than the Loch Ness Monster. Is that correct?
More than you would believe. It's the best way that science can describe it to simpletons like yourself is by saying that it's like the energy of a million of the men in your gym class throughout your high school career who took that class way too seriously and insisted it was just a fun competition, but left you with a concussion several days a week.
Yeah, I may have been one of those kids that took part in that, so I apologize for that. It's a distinct childhood memory, something I deeply, deeply regret.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. That's why science, aka me, decided to put it that way.
So anyway, we got this Loch Ness Monster. So he's headed for the Atlantic coast.
Jockfest
Monster, headed straight beelining for the Atlantic coast. How big is this thing? How dangerous is it? What do we need to do right now to prepare for this?
Pray. That's all you can really do, man. Bless up. We're blessed to be here. We're blessed to be here with the fam. We've got so many cats. We love our cats. Did you know that actually cats have personalities, and they're actually more than just window ornaments? I don't know. I was always a dog person and was always...
Oh, yeah.
Was always curious about cat people and the attraction to cats, but now I gotta say, they're awesome little dudes.
Yeah, cats are great. Now, on to the 5,000-pound monster headed straight for us. What about that, Janice 2.0?
Oh, I mean, us included, we were on the East Coast. We're all doomed.
Yeah, so like, how big are we talking? 5,000 feet tall, 25 million feet tall. How tall are we talking to this thing?
This monster is several miles long. It's big, scary, and pink!
Jesus Christ. Okay, so what can we do to prepare for this and what are the consequences of not preparing for such a catastrophe that will, beset all of us.
So the best thing anyone can do is just remember to draw a circle in the sand around you. It cannot be an oval. It has to be a circle.
Right.
I mean, we're talking perfect circle here, people.
Exactly. Yep. So if you do the perfect circle, the Jockfest monster, it physically cannot harm you. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so people, make sure you draw those circles. Do it tonight by at least midnight. Tonight's the deadline. So you got to do it tonight or else the Jock Fresh Fest Slinging Monster, Flesh Monster, it's coming. It's coming tonight, okay? It's coming at midnight. Sorry. It's coming at midnight. Lock your doors and draw a circle. Okay. Okay.
It's very similar to Jormungandr for those of you with an intellectual capacity to understand what Jormungandr is. He is an actual monster that does exist and is genuinely responsible for the Jockfest monster. He is the father of the Jockfest monster. So if one exists, the other has to exist. So if for all you non-believers out there, he is completely real. You can look it up actually on YouTube. And we did the research for you, so you can just check out the blog on that later. And we'll cite all our sources.
Janice 2.0, we actually got a live comment right now on the site. Ben is writing in. He says, what level is the Jock Fret?
The Jock Fest monster.
Okay. Yeah. What level is the Jock Fest monster? And does he know Hyper Beam yet? Love the podcast, guys. Thanks, Ben.
Does he know Hyper Beam yet? Okay, so obviously that's a mid-level attack. That's not that big of a deal. This is a monster that's several miles long and has exponentially more experience points than any other living creature on this planet. And it is going to be detrimental if we do not get our circles drawn, if we do not prepare rations within that circle. So anyone that you really don't like, that you don't want to talk to, I suggest keeping them out of that circle because you're going to want to kill them.
Got it. All right. So that concludes our second segment on the Norse aquatic monster. Now comes time in our podcast to finally reveal the secret that Tobey Maguire wants to share with you. Now, this absolutely astounded me when I found this out. This was probably the craziest thing I've ever heard. And it has been proven to be true. So you can do the research. You can look this up. This is real. Okay? Tobey Maguire is not a real person. Okay. I know it sounds nuts. Janice 2.0, do you want to chime in on this? Do you want to talk about the hamster theory or the fact that he's a historical weapons expert, the connection to ancient Egypt?
Oh, did you not hear what they found?
What did they find?
They found a sarcophagus deep in his basement, and it is now proven that Tobey Maguire is a mummy come back to life. He is responsible for creating the design for the Sphinx. That was him.
That makes sense because remember, in 2017 Las Vegas Mummy Awards, who was the number one winner?
Tobey Maguire. Right?
And who was the winner in 2016, the year before that, 2015, all those years in a row?
Also Tobey Maguire.
Yes. And if you go to mummy.com, there is a section at the bottom. It says donors. And you can actually see Tobey Maguire. It's a fact. You can look this up. He has donated over $27 billion to the Mummy Association of America.
I mean, that's not surprising considering he originally was cast in the role for the mummy, but then his PR team felt that it would be too close to revealing his true identity, so he had to pass it up.
Yeah, it's just really, really sad and shocking to hear this news. And I mean, what do you think Toby's going to do in light of these allegations? How do you think it's going to affect his career, Janice?
Affect his career? He's going to take over the world. He has ancient Egyptian power tools.
Ancient Egyptian power tools. Are we talking like ancient quarterstaff, flails, maces, and horsemen's picks from early Europe and East Asia? Or are we talking like something more powerful?
We're talking about quarterstaffs, morning stars, maces, all that have been forged with the ancient Incan gemstones from Ixchel, the goddess in ancient Mayan lore. So they were, back in ancient Egyptian times, able to take those gems that were powered by the moon and the stars and took them, forged them into weapons, and actually turned them into what they found in Tobey Maguire's house.
Please enjoy this quick M&M ASMR break. Ah, that's good scrimshaw. Anyway, you do? Now, Janice 2.0, I believe you have a fun fact that you want to share.
Yes, actually, on the topic of ancient Incan and Mayan culture, I wanted to let everyone know that the Emperor's New Groove was actually called Kingdom of the Sun, and it was an entirely different story that was completely accurate to ancient Incan and Mayan culture, and I would love for everyone to go look it up on YouTube. And Sting totally took over the music, or got screwed over from the music by John Debney. Okay, anyway.
So Sting wrote the music.
Initially, yes.
Now, also keep in mind, listeners, this entire podcast is factually incorrect. However, what Janice 2.0 has just said is actually a true thing to be taken seriously. So, yeah, Sting wrote the original music for the Emperor's New Groove. And then
Kingdom of the Sun.
It was called Kingdom of the Sun. And then it got stolen and turned into the Emperor's New Groove, correct?
Just watch the documentary called The Sweatbox.
Okay, yeah, watch the documentary called The Sweatbox.
But that's a really great fun fact, and everyone needs to know that that happened.
Well, we have over 10 million listeners, so now you have 10 million people that know that fact now. So, Sting, you've been avenged, and you are one crazy, insane, absolutely out of your fucking mind human being I've ever played golf with. Now, final part of the episode, the fan submission. We got a message here from Kevin. It says, "Hey guys, huge fan of the podcast. I have tattooed the worst podcast ever on my forehead." Oh, shit. You guys rule, blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever. Honest question for TWPE. He writes, "Are there really live bears underneath professional basketball courts?" Okay. We have heard this question before. So, yes, this is actually true. Ever since 1946, they did start implementing bear pens underneath the floor of the NBA stadiums. And the first one was in Ohio, remember? So, the whole point of these, they wanted to train the bears, make them strong. Make them strong. You know, like stronger and faster and more able to kill. And you know, just they would put armor on the bears. They would teach them the fine art of sword play, and basically If anyone were to run out on the court, and this is why, by the way, you never see anyone run out on the court the same way you see people run out on baseball fields. Am I right, Janice?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because when you run out on the court, every single plank of wood on that floor of the court can go and just like swipe the person underneath the court. There have been videos before. They've all been wiped off the internet. You can't find them. But yeah, you get swiped under and then the Bears just fucking rip you to pieces, man. And there was a documentary about it. It got taken down pretty recently. But yeah, it's just a really sad thing. Like, I can't believe this is actually real. And we should really abolish these things. I mean, what do you think, Janice?
So I'm actually pro bear beneath the court.
Oh, you're pro bear. Why is that?
Well, obviously, because no man could take down a bear. So when things pop off, no one's scared of the security guard anymore. We gotta send in the bears.
Okay, so the bears could work security. Do you think they would ask for several benefits in the job, such as berries, salmon, safe trees to live in?
No, actually, the bears really just want to play ball. They want to organize, they want to learn, and they want the BBA, the Bear Basketball Association.
Now, we have heard about the BBA before. First created in 2010 out of New York City. I was there. You were there, right?
We were together.
Yep, we were there together. I was upside down. That might be why I don't remember. I was upside down the entire day. But I remember, they were pushing for it. It didn't get passed. And now the Bears are just getting fucking pissed. They're going around fucking just working out constantly. Every time I walk into Planet Fitness, the Bears are all lifting weights. They're getting stronger. They can already bench press 758 pounds. I checked. So it's just something that we really need to kind of address. And we don't want to get canceled here. And I'm not trying to discriminate against bears, okay? But they are very dangerous, and they are getting smarter and stronger, and they are directly underneath every single professional NBA basketball court in America right now. And you can check this with bear detectors on the floor. You can check it.
But now what's important to understand about this whole issue is the unspoken branch here, that is the AI bears. So to the bears that are currently below the court, there is the off-court threat of these AI bears that are being created in labs right now that are planning on rivaling these bears that do live below the court. And see, they really, really don't want to be taken over by AI. So these bears need to be given their best shot. So I think we need to be able to figure out how to make room for the bears on the court, off season, off hours, and just allow them to train and help them defeat the AI bears.
Yeah, honestly, I agree with that. Also, just want to do a quick shout out. This is actually, it's a product endorsement here, but make sure any bears listening, check out beardating.com. Oh wait, no, that's a different thing. And the bear the animal dating.com for grizzly bears the animal. So check that out. Anytime you click the link, we get $5. So that's gonna be the end of the episode here. Janice 2.0, thank you so much for hopping on with us today.
You're welcome.
All right. And next time we're going to be discussing, is Superman real? We've all been talking about it.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we wanted to touch on this one for a while. You know, Superman, is he real? Is he a real person? Can he actually get shot in the eye and shoot lasers through people and catch airplanes from falling out of the sky? You want the answers? We're gonna get them to you. We're gonna figure this out. I'm gonna go and Google this and research it, and then I'll just talk about it next time. All right, this has been the worst podcast ever. I hope you had Janice. Please, just please stop. Please. Okay. Okay. I hope you had a terrible time. Goodbye.